Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Kuf Ches, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Zayin on the Beis, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, as we continue to learn the halachas of Shoychet Bechutz, Ma'alah Bechutz, that the Torah says we're not allowed to bring the carbon outside the Azara. You're not allowed to shech the carbon outside the Azara. We're not allowed to be makter carbon outside the Azara. And the Gemara begins now to discuss another halacha. Itma. Hamala, if somebody is makter carbon, the aim by kazayis. As we will learn later in our perek, the halacha is that the carbon has to be, what's brought outside, has to be at least the size of a kazayis. Ask the Gemara, hamala, the aim by kazayis. The meat itself does not have a sheer amount of kazayis. However, the etzem, there's a piece of bone attached to this meat. The etzem mashlim l'kazayis, and that piece of bone brings us to have a sheer kazayis. What is the halacha? Is it considered that we have a kazayis, and the person is considered that he's ma'al b'chutz or not? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Mechayev. Rabbi Yochanan says that it is so considered, the Shlokesh HaMapot, it's not considered that he did halah b'chutz. And the Gemara explains itself. Rabbi Yochanan Mechayev, Rabbi Yochanan says it's considered chayev, because chibura oilim ka'oilim dami. Whatever is attached to the meat has the same status as the meat. Rishlokesh HaMapotet, Rishlokesh on the other hand holds its potter, chibura oilim laf ka'oilim dami. What's connected to the meat doesn't have the same rule as the meat. And in order to have the halacha for halah, there has to be something that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. The meat is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. And therefore, there's a din of halah on the meat. But the bone doesn't have that rule, and therefore, it will not be considered part of what we need, part of what was brought outside, what was nikter b'chutz, that it should combine for the shear of kazayis. And as the Achronim explained the Gemara, they say everybody agrees that if you have a piece of meat with bone in it, you have to be makter, not just the meat, but you also have to be makter the bone. There's no dispute about that. Rather, the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, they explain, is how to look at that obligation. Rabbi Yochanan says, once the halacha is that that bone must be burnt, so now the halacha looks at that bone also as something that requires haktara. And since the halacha looks at it as something that requires haktara, we could well understand why it could combine to the shear of kazayis that we need to have. On the other hand, explain the Achroinim, Rish Lakish's opinion is since the entire reason why this bone has to be burnt is only because it's connected to the meat, not because it has its own independent obligation. It doesn't carry an independent obligation of burning, and therefore, since it doesn't carry an independent obligation for burning, it will not combine to the shear of kazayis. Now ask the Gemara, continue the Gemara by Rava, while we halacha hamala roish ben yoyin shem b'kazayis. If somebody is burning a carbon chatas, obviously a carbon oila, I explained in the mafarshim, obviously we're speaking about a carbon oila, because as we know, a carbon chatas is not put on the mizbeach. So here we're speaking about a carbon oila, but he has only the head of the pigeon, which obviously the head of the pigeon is a very small amount that doesn't have in it a kazayis. But what happened here was Hamala Rosh Ben Yoina, the Rosh Ben Yoina itself does not have a kazayis. However, since we know the Torah says a kol kaboncha takriv melech, melech mashlim al kazayis, the salt helps us achieve that we should have the shear of kazayis. What would be the halacha? Mahu. Is that considered a situation that of halos chutz because we have here a kazayis, or is it not? And the Gemara explains itself. Amalei Ravim Brazakular Vashi, Laf Hainu, Plukted Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. He says, at first glance, it seems that this is the same machlaikis as the machlaikis that we just had between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we combine
the bone to the meat, so he'll combine the salt to the meat. And according to Rish Lakish, we don't combine the bone to the meat, so he won't combine the salt to the meat. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. This question could be a valid question, both according to Rabbi Yochanan and both according to Rish Lakish. And the Gemara explains itself. It's a valid question according to Rabbi Yochanan, because at town will come Rabbi Yochanan Hassam. Where did Rabbi Yochanan say that we could have a kazayas by combining the bone el etzem? He was talking about bone, because the meat of the basahu, the bone and the meat, are all considered one and the same. Avamelech, but when we speak about salt, the lav minahu, it's not the same as the meat. It's not connected. It's not naturally connected. Light, it will not combine with the meat. On the other hand, says the Gemara, Tabayil Rish Lakish, this question will be even a question according to Rish Lakish, because it explains the Gemara. At Kalankar Rish Lakish Hasam, Rish Lakish said his rule, Ella, only by the meat, because there Halacha is, the bone, the parish mina, la mitzvah suke. If the meat were to, if the bone were to dislodge from the meat, there is no independent obligation to put up the bone. Aval hacha. But here, the parish, if the salt were to disconnect from the meat, there's a mitzvah asuka, there's an independent mitzvah to put up the salt anyway, as Rashi explains, and we'll speak about this more in a moment, because the Torah uses the words, v'loi saj b'smelech bris, there always has to be salt on the kabbanis. Loi, therefore the salt, he will say, does combine with the meat to achieve the sheer kazayas. Oidilma, or perhaps loishna, the same achleikas we have between Yerichan and Rish Lakish, in the case of the bone and the meat, will be with the salt and the meat. And the Gemara Taker remains with a question. So Rashi explained that the reason we would think that salt should be treated differently than bone, because the Pasuk says, v'loisad v'smel bris. So the Chazan Ish and the Bris Gerov explain as follows. Since the halacha is, they say, that every carbon, as Rashi just quoted the Pasuk, has to have salt, so they explain that salt has now an independent chiv to be burnt. They say the raya is a gvaldig raya. They say, let's say, the once the salt is put onto the carbon, they say there's a halacha that that salt is subject to the halacha samila. So we see that the salt has its own independent obligation to be burnt. In fact, they consider, the Chazon Ish considers to say, that even if the salt fell off the meat and the meat was burnt, the salt that was on the meat would still have to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So we see that the salt attains a high level of Kedusha, and therefore even Rish Lakish might hold that the salt combines with the meat for the shear of Kazayas. Continue the Gemara of Yosef Galili Oymer. We learnt in the Mishnah a machlokes between the Tanakam and Yosef Galili regarding halos chutz. And as we learned, everyone agrees that if the carbon was brought, if a carbon was shachted inside the Azara, there is a din of halos chutz if you makted that carbon outside of the Azara. Where there was a machlokes in the Mishnah was in a case where carbon was slaughtered outside the Azara, will the din of halos chutz apply to that carbon? The Chacham said yes. Rabbi Yosef Galili said no. And the Chacham said to Rabbi Yosef Galili, if you are correct, because the basis of your explanation is that since it was slaughtered outside the Azara, it's already disqualified, and since it's already disqualified, therefore the halacha is that it's no longer subject to the halachas of halos chutz. If you're correct, they said that every time a carbon, even if it's slaughtered inside the Azara, the moment it's taken out, it becomes disqualified. So how will you ever, according to your logic, have a din that the Torah teaches us that there isn't, of course, such a halacha of Allah's chutz? And our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Glili, did not defend himself. But now the Gemara comes up with passable defenses for Rabbi Yosef Glili. Says the Gemara, Heshiv Rebbe Taks of Yosef Glili. Rebbe, in defending Rabbi Yosef Glili's position, says as follows. We can't compare the two situations. For Mal is Shoichi B'fnim and Mal B'chutz. In a situation where somebody shecht it inside and took it outside, Shoichi Lo Shasa Kosher. At least that carbon had a Shasa Kosher. And whenever we speak about Shasa Kosher, we know there's a Machloikus Rashi and Tosfos how to define Shasa Kosher. Rashi explains Shasa Kosher means that it was in the Azara. Once it was in the Azara, it's considered that it has a Shasa Kosher. Tosfos explains that Shasa Kosher means that the Avoida began with this carbon. It was in the Klisharis. That's the definition that it had a Shasa Kosher. Time of Shoich B'chutz, or Mal B'chutz, whereas if the Shechita was done outside of the Azara, Shlachos Lo Shasa Kosher, and therefore the two circumstances cannot be compared. Another way, says the Gemara, of defending Rabbi Yosef Glili, Heshiv, Rabbi Lezer of Shimon, talks of Yosef Glili, Rabbi Lezer of Shimon defends Rabbi Yosef Glili this way, Mal Shoich B'fnim Mal B'chutz, Shekein Kodesh Mekabalim. Now, Gemara now introduces a very important concept, that as we know, under certain circumstances, where somebody put on the Mizbeach something that shouldn't have been there, there's a halacha in Olo Lo Yerid. It was put there, it should remain there. Says the Gemara, if somebody shechted a carbon inside the Azara, and then he took that carbon outside the Azara, of course the halacha is that that carbon becomes disqualified. And of course the halacha is, since the carbon becomes disqualified, that carbon should not be put on the Mizbeach. However, if somebody did put it on the Mizbeach, the halacha will be in all of Loyerit. Toimer, however, b'shoich b'chutz, if somebody shechted the carbon b'chutz, and then he would put that carbon on the Mizbeach, the dead halacha is she'ein ha'kodesh mekabloi, that even if it's put on the Mizbeach, the halacha is in all of Loyerit, since it has such a very different rule, that's why you can't compare, he says, the two situations. Ask the Gemara, my denai, what is the practical difference between these two ways of how the Gemara has attempted to defend Rabbi Yosef Glili's position? Omar, Ziri says, Iri shchitas lailik v'nayim. The nafka minna will be if it's done at night. If we say that the shat is shas hakosher, that the carbon at one point was fine, this carbon was never fine, because kabbonis are not supposed to be slaughtered at night. If, however, we say that the point is, if olo lo yerit, the halacha is that if a carbon was slaughtered at night, the halacha olo lo yerit still applies. So that would be one nafka minna. Another nafka minna suggests rava, Rabbi Makabal of Klicholik of Anayim. Another nafka minna was if the blood was brought into a Klicholik. Since it was put immediately as the dam left the carbon into a Klichol, so therefore it never had a Shas HaKosher. And according to Rebbe's opinion, for it to be, the difference is only if it had a Shas HaKosher. This never had a Shasa Kosher. But if the point is, as Rabbi Elazar of Shimon said, that it has to be something that is an Olo Lo Yerit, this, the halacha will be that if the Kabbalah was done in the Azara, or be it in a Kli Chol, the halacha is that the halacha Olo Lo Yerit will apply. Then we had another machlokes in the Mishnah. And just to say a few words of introduction to understanding the next piece of the Gemara, first we'll review the machloikis that we had in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we had a machloikis between Rabban and Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Torah teaches us that if somebody eats a carbon when he's tamei, he's chayiv karis. B'mezid, shogig, he's chayiv karmachas. That's something that we learned in the Torah. Then we went on to learn. Then we went on to learn the following machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Aglil and Rabbanan. Let's say somebody who's furthermore the halacha is that one may not eat kachim that are tamei, but if you eat kachim that are tamei, there is no halacha. There we don't have a halacha that there's a chiyuv karis. It's just a chiyuv lav. So we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Aglil and Rabbanan. If somebody who was tamei ate kachim that are tamei, will there be a chiyuv karis in chatas or not? The Rabbanan say there is. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that there isn't. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, because it's anyway tamei. The Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, if you are correct, then the halacha ought to be that even when somebody eats something that's of tamei, who eats something tar, should never be chayiv, because the moment he picks it up, it becomes tamei. We also know that throughout Shas, there's a concept of ein isachal al iser. Ein isachal al iser says that one iser, if something's already usur, it can't become usur again. However, we also know that there are certain exceptions to the rule of ein isachal al iser. The exception to the rule of ein isachal al iser, we've learned, is to be in one of two situations. Either if the second iser applies to more situations than the first iser, and we'll explain this more as we get into the shiur, or another situation where the rule of ein isachal al iser applies is where the second iser is more chomer than the first iser. Says the Gemara. Shapa kam le Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Ask the Gemara, don't the Rabbanan make a strong argument against Rabbi Yosef Aglili? The fact that if a tamei eating something tamei doesn't bring the chi of karis, whenever a tamei eats something, the moment he touches it becomes tamei, how will we defend Rabbi Yosef Aglili? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. So Rava says, this is the way we need to understand Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Certain in a situation, kalhecha, the nitma tumas aguf, where the person became tamei, and when the person became tamei, this meat was still tahar. That so he had a chiyuv karis to eat this piece of meat, a chiyuv chatas to eat this meat. So even if afterwards nitma basar, even if afterwards the basar became tamei, the halacha would be that he's chayiv karis. The kulam lekligi the chayiv. She came, kumasduf bekaris. The Torah clearly teaches us that if somebody eats kachim when he's tamei, he's chayiv karis. Keep ligi. Why is the situation that Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbanan argue? In a situation, kshenitma basar, first you have a piece of meat that became tamei, a piece of kachim that became tamei, v'akach nitma guf, and then the person became tamei. The Rabbanan savri, the Rabbanan say, amin amigud. The Rabbanan say as follows, when this person became tamei, so until this moment, he wasn't allowed to eat the piece of meat that was tamei, but he was allowed to eat all the other pieces of meat. Now, he can't even eat pieces of meat that are tahor. So since now there are pieces of meat that which he could have eaten till now, which he no longer may eat, even though it's a rule of ein isachal al iser, since now there are more pieces of meat that became aser, even pieces that were aser previously are aser. Rabbi Yosef Aglili sover. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says lo yamid amigi. He doesn't hold that way. He says yes. Now there are more pieces of meat that he may not eat, the pieces that are tar. But that doesn't tell us that we should abrogate the rule of ein isachal al iser. Ask the Gemara. Even if Rabbi Yosef Aglili is disagreeing with Rabbanan, and they're saying that just because the new iser, the new situation, encompasses more pieces of meat, that isn't a reason not to say ein isachal al iser, ne de migul aminin, even if Yosef Aglili doesn't agree with Rabbanan in this situation, certainly tasted Thomas Aguf the Chamiri the Tachal of Thomas Basser. We certainly should say as follows, asked the Gemara. Till now, he was only involved with a Chiyuv Lav, because the person was Tahar. And a person that's Tahar, that eats meat that's Tamei, Kachim that's Tamei, only has a Chiyuv Lav. But now, asked the Gemara, by
becoming tame, and when a person is tame and he eats meat that's kosher, he has a chiyuv karis, as we said in our introductory remarks. So since now he has a chiyuv karis, which is a more serious aveira than just a chiyuv lav, there, asked the Gemara, everybody agrees that we don't say ein issachal lister. So therefore the Gemara's question is a very powerful question. The Gemara's question is that here, for sure, Rav Yosi HaGalili should agree that we shouldn't say in ein issachal lister, and that the second issa should be chal, and that he should be chayiv karis. Answers the Gemara. Om Rav Ashi, the Maida Tumas HaGuf Chamura, Dilma Tumas Basa Chamura. The Gemara's answer is that we're assuming that the Isser of Tumas HaGuf is a more severe Isser than the Isser of Tumas Basar. And at first glance, that makes a lot of sense. Because as we've been saying, the Isser of Tumas HaGuf carries with it a Chiyuv Karis. The Isser of Tumas Basar does not carry with it a Chiyuv Karis. But now, says the Gemara, a different argument can be made. Although the Isser of Tumas Basar doesn't carry with it Isser Karis, but it's an Isser that can never be removed. Shekein ein lo tahor b'mikvah. You can't put food into the mikvah and make it tahor. But a person, of course, can go to the mikvah and become tahor. So yes, the Isser of Tumas HaGuf carries a Chiyuv Karis. The Isser of Tumas Basar doesn't carry an Isser Karis. But on the other hand, the Isser of Tumas Guf, brings with it can be rectified. This one can't be rectified, and that's why it's not necessarily considered more chomer, and that's why the rule according to Rav Yosi HaGalili on the Ein Isser Chal Isser continues to apply. So as we've been learning from the beginning of the parak, there are two distinct isurim, the two distinct averis that the Torah speaks about. One is shechitas chutz, shechting a carbon outside the azara, and one is halos chutz. And they're two very different averis. And as our Mishnah will now describe, in certain areas they have different halacha. Chayim b'shechit ba'aliyah, shechita chutz in one way is more chomer than aliyah b'chutz, or ba'aliyah b'shechit in other ways, Halah b'chutz is more serious than shechitas chutz, and the Mishnah explained itself. Chayim b'shechita, why is shechita more serious? She'shaychid lahedyat chayiv. If somebody shechts a carbon and he has a mind that he's not shechting it l'shem Hashem, he's shechting it just lahedyat, he's still going to be chayiv. Why will he still be chayiv? Because the Achronim explained, the Karanayra explains it this way, and many other Achronim explain, it's much easier to be chayiv for shechitas chutz than to be chayiv for halos chutz. Because they explain, shechita is an act that has validity in a halacha, not only in the case of kosher. Every time we want to eat a piece of meat, we have to shech a piece of meat. And therefore, so it's much easier because of that to be chayiv for shechitas chutz. Whereas, hamal lahedyit, if somebody brings a carbon lahedyit, that unless he had in mind that he's bringing this carbon l'shem Hashem and he's doing it outside the Azara, he's being mafkid the carbon outside the Azara, anything other than that, he will not be chayiv. And again, following the Karen Oira's explanation, because halah is an act that's limited l'shem Shemayim, and since it's an act that's limited l'shem Shemayim, if only if you had in mind l'Hashem and you did it chutz, otherwise you will not. It's very fundamental, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what is the definition of Hela Lahedyat? Rashi explains Hela Lahedyat means that he had a mind to do it for Avodah Zarah. Hamal Lahedyat, if somebody had a mind to be mal to discover for Avodah Zarah, he'll be potter. He won't be chayiv kamechatz. And Rashi goes on to explain. We're talking about a situation that he's worshipping Avodah Zarah b'mezid, so for that there's no chiyuv chatas, and there's no chiyuv chatas by mal lahedyat for mal b'chutz, and therefore the person won't be chayiv chatas, but he will be chayiv misa
if he did a b'mezid because of Oved Avodah Zarah. Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi's pshat, because Tosfos has a fundamental problem with Rashi. Tosfos says, if we're going to explain that Amal Lehejev means that somebody is bringing the carbon of Shem Avodah Zarah, such a person is a mumer. And a person that's a mumer doesn't bring a carbon under any circumstances. So that's why Tosfos says Amal Lehejev means that he's makdid the carbon for the name of an individual, not l'shem avodah zarah. The Sfas Emes defends Rashi's pshat by saying that this rule that Tosfos assumes that anyone who's a mumer will never bring any carbon chatos is not necessarily always the case. A person could be a mumer for one aveir, even for avodah zarah, and still be chayv of carbon chatos for other aveirs. Furthermore, the Rishonim go on to speak about what would be the halacha if he was shoychet or ma'al astam without any specific intention. The Rambam says that by shechita yechayiv, even if you didn't have in mind l'Hashem, even if it was stam, the halacha is that yechayiv. Chayim b'shechita, sheshoychet l'chedjet chayiv, the same thing will be by stam. On the other hand, by ma'ala, that he says, it has to be ma'ala l'shem Hashem, ma'ala stam will not be chayiv, unless he specifically had in mind l'shem Hashem. But on the other hand, says the Mishnah, chayim ba'aliyah, there's a chumr by aliyah over shechita, because shnayim sh'ochsu v'shak v'shach v'pturim, if two people did the shechita at the same time, they would be potter for shechutei chutz. However, also the eiver v'halua, but regarding halos chutz, two people doing it together, they would be chayiv for halos chutz. Rikki Vader asks, as we learned in our previous shir, the Gemara taught us based on psukim, that not only by shoychid and ma'ala b'chutz are you chayiv, but you also chayiv for zorik b'chutz. So what will be the din of zrika, which our Mishnah doesn't discuss? Well, how are we to look at Zerika? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says it's based on the Gemara that we learned in the previous shir. Because in the previous shir we learned the Machlokes of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. From where do we learn Zerika? Do we learn the halach of Zerika from Shechita? Or do we learn the halach of Zerika from Halah? And says Rabbi Akiva Eger, if we learned out, according to the opinion that learns Zerika from Shechita, so Zerika will be treated like Shechita. According to the man that learns Zerika from halal, Zerika will be treated like halal. But then, Rikki Vega points out that Abaye says that even the Mandama that said that we learned Shechita from Zerika, maybe the Torah says we combine it into one, and it could be that everybody will agree it's treated like Shechita. Continues the Mishnah, and we'll discuss these rules that the Mishnah says in the Gemara Mitzvah. Hela b'chazva, hela b'chazva, hela. If somebody keeps on bringing up pieces of a carbon b'chutz, chayv akol aliyah. Divrei Shimon. Shimon says yichayv for each act. Rabbi Yisheimer and Chayiv Alachas. Furthermore, another Shaila, Ben Chayiv Ashiyal Rosh Mizbeach. The Tanakhama's opinion is you're only Chayiv for Halos Chutz if you brought it on a Bama. If Shimon Aimer, if Shimon disagrees, Afil Ahel Al Sela or Al Evan, even if you put it on a stone or on a rack, you're also Chayiv. Ask the Gemara. Maishna Hamal Lehegit, why does our Mishnah teach us that Hamal Lehegit is Potter? Says the Gemara, because the Tosuk uses the words Lashem, the Pesach Oil Moed Lo Yaviena Lasis Oisoi Lashem. Ask the Gemara if that's the basis. B'shchita Nami. Ask the Gemara. Said the word Torah uses the words Lashem. Answers the Gemara. Shani Hasam Damakra. The Torah regarding the Shchita says Ish Ish. What does the Torah mean by saying Ish Ish? To teach us that even if you shechted Lashem Ish, it's considered Shchutei Chutz. Ask the Gemara, if that's your line of reasoning, Gabal Halon Namik Siv, the Torah also used the words Ish Ish. Answers the Gemara, the Torah repeating the word Ish Ish by Halon, we need for a different purpose. We needed to teach us Shnayim Shaloba Eivah Chayovim, the din that we just learned in the Mishnah, that if two people did Halon together, they're Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, if that's what we're going to say, that Ish Ish teaches us by Halon, so why don't we say the same thing that Ish Ish teaches us that rule by Shechita? v'shoktu shechayovim, that the halacha is that if two people did the shechita together, they should be chayiv. Answers the Gemara, shani hasam, the Torah uses the words hahu by the shechita, echad v'lo shnayim, to teach us that only if one person did the shechita is there a chayiv for shkutei chutz, not if two. And here there's a very important discussion between the Rishonim and the Achronim. Our Gemara is teaching us that the pasuk teaches us the word ahu, echad v'lashnayim, that if two people did the shkutei chutz, they will not be chayiv for shkutei chutz. After it fall, that we know that the Mishnah, the Gemara, and Masechta Shabbos teaches us that shnayim shasua, if two people do a malacha, they're pturim. So if that's a rule throughout Shas, that shnayim shasua pturim, why do we need a special limud in our Gemara? Surat Va answers that the reason our Gemara has to have a special limud is because since by halal, the halacha is that shnayim shasua, as our Mishnah just taught us, achayavim, we would think that so too is the halacha by shechita, teaches us the Mishnah that shnayim shasua by shechita apturim. Reb Kiva Eger answers that even though the halacha by Shabbos is that shnayim shasua apturim, says Reb Kiva Eger, however the halacha also is, if ze'en a yachol, ze'en a yachol, if the two people could not have done the malacha by themselves, they could only do the malacha together done by Shabbos the chayovim, comes our Gemara to teach us that by shechita, schutz, even if it's a situation of Zayin Yochel, Zayin Yochel, each one of them could not have done it by themselves, still the Ptur. The Pnei Yeshua, the Tveres Yisrael, give a different tense. They say there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Shechut Echutz. By Shabbos, the Aveira is the act, not the what the goal is. The Malacha is Asur on Shabbos. Whereas by Shechut Echutz, it's not the shechita that's asur. It's the fact that the animal was slaughtered, that we have an animal that was supposed to be slaughtered in the Azara, and it was slaughtered outside the Azara. And therefore these two halachas, the concept between these two halachas, is so very different, and we can't learn one from the other. And actually, the Mefarshim say that this concept of Shnayim Shasua is that our Gemara is discussing regarding Aveira is also a concept regarding mitzvahs. For they explain, what would be the halacha if a mitzvah was done by two people together? Is it considered that the mitzvah was done or wasn't done? And again, here too, the Achronim say, we have to look at what type of mitzvah is. Some mitzvahs, the goal is that the mitzvah should be accomplished, and some mitzvahs, the mitzvah is the actual act. And I'll explain myself. For example, by Ktziras HaOmer, where the mitzvah is that we should get the Omer, or our Masechta, the halachas of carbon, where the carbon has to be brought, the halacha will be that if two people do Ktziras HaOmer together, or two people bring Shechta carbon together, the mitzvah will have been fulfilled. However, in certain mitzvahs, the mitzvah is the actual act. For example, taking the dalet mina. So if two people will hold the lulav together, it will be shnayim shesua, and they won't have been mekayim, the mitzvah of dalet mina. But then, there's another very important teretz to this question, given by the Makor Chayim. He says that the reason our Gemara cannot rely on the din of Shabbos, because even though the halacha, as the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos indeed teaches us, is that shnayim shasua, if two people do a malacha on Shabbos, the pturim, what that means is that they're only potter from a carbon. But avada, they did a malacha. And avada, they were mechal Shabbos. Just as a special din in the Torah, that if it was done b'shoyig, there would be, under those circumstances, no chiyuv chatas. The Ritva, obviously, did not agree with the Makor Chayim. Because Ritva, by asking that the pasuk by Shabbos can help us for here too, obviously disagrees with Makor Chaim's understanding of Shnayim Shesu by Shabbos. And this has very significant, explaining the Mefarshim, very, very significant halachic ramifications. Because according to Ritva, it turns out that Shnayim Shasur by Shabbos is not considered a malacha. On the other hand, by, and maybe that's the way of playing short first, you saw something also learned. On the other hand, the Mekar Chaim considers it a malacha. Where would there be nafkamina? So we'll give two examples. One example would be regarding carrying muksa. We know that on Shabbos certainly one may not carry muksa. But if it's not carried in a way that's considered a malacha, it's not osur, and that's why you're allowed to carry muksa kalafiyad. What would be halacha? Could two people carry muksa together? Or another example. We know that amir la'akum, telling a guy to do malacha on Shabbos, is osur. But under certain circumstances, the makam mitzvah, the makam hefsid, two drabonans, shvus to shvus, a mutter, telling a guy to do a drabonan, could maybe be more lenient. So what would be the halacha if we tell two goyim to do a malacha? According to the Mekar Chaim, it's still a deraisa. According to Ritva, it's a drabonan, and it would be a situation of a shvus to shvus. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, it was saying that the basis why Shnayim Shasua by Shchutei Chutz is not Chayiv, because the Torah used the word Ahu. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, by Allah, Namikok Sivahu. By Allah, the Torah also used the word Ahu. And therefore, the Allah ought to be that deptur. Answers the Gemara, Mibaylei, we need the word Ahu that the Torah uses by Halah, Lemute, to exclude somebody who's a Shayig, or Aynas, or Mutter. And let's discuss what each one of these cases means. A Shayig means that somebody who thought that a Bama, that there's no Isser, the way most Rishonim explain, that there is no Isser by on a Bama's Tzibur, that only in a Bama's Yochid is there an Isser. Others explain that the person made a mistake. He put up a carbon, a behemoth that's a carbon, thinking that it was a behemoth that was chul. Ask the Mefarshim, we need a pasuk to teach us that there's no chiyuv, that there's no chiyuv. Of course there's no chiyuv. Every shagig, there's no chiyuv karas. So they explain that to teach us that this, that maybe if the person didn't bring the carbon when he could have, he's chayiv, k'mashmuam that he's not chayiv karas, even if he didn't bring the carbon. Hit next case is onus. What's the case of onus? Because Mefarshim explained, onus cannot be the regular definition of onus, that he was coerced. Because onus, rachmona patri. And therefore, Taisha says that onus means oimer mutter, that he thought that this was mutter. However, the Rajba in Masechta Kedushin quotes a Ravid who says that since the Torah uses similar wording by Shchutei Chutz to the wording that the Torah uses by Ritzicha, here the Torah says Dam Shofach, and the Torah uses Shofach Dama Adam Ba Adam Dama Yishofach. So we would think that even though normally an Oynes is Potter, Oynes Rachmana Patre, maybe Shchutei Chutz should be treated like Ritzicha, where there is no Ptor of Oynes. That's why the Torah has to teach us that the Ptor of Oynes does apply here. And the definition of Mutter means that he was misled by someone else, and that's why it's also Potter. Ask the Gemara, so why don't we say the same thing by Shchita? Why do we say that the word Hahu, which is used by Shchita, is coming to teach us that Shnayim Sheshachtu Apturim? Why do we say that's coming to teach us Lamuti Anishavi Gemuta? Answers the Gemara, Treya Huksev. The Torah used the words Ahu twice. One to teach us this din of Shagig Anis Muta, by Shchita, to teach us the din of Shagig Anis Muta, and one to teach us that only if one person does the Shchita, not if two people do the Shchita. Ask the Gemara, Vela Hashem Lamali. So why do we need the word Hashem? If we're learning that ish, that even if you shecht for another person, you're chayiv. So certainly if you shechted l'shem Hashem outside the Azar, you're chayiv. Why did the Torah have to use the word l'Hashem? So answered the Gemara, l'hoitzi sarim shtalayach. As we know, On Yom Kippur, there were two animals designated, one for Sol Hashem and one for Sol HaZazov. Says the Gemara, once the animal is designated as the Sar HaMishtaleach, Machlokes Rishonim, at what point that happens. Some Rishonim say it's at the point after the Goyruk. Some Rishonim say it's at the point after the Vidui. At that point, it's not considered anymore Sar HaShem, and therefore the Din of Shechut Echot would not apply to it. We learned Chayim Ba'Allah, that Halah, two people that do Allah Chayiv, two people that do Shechit Echot are not Chayiv. Tanabar, Ish. Matam Loimer, what does the Torah use the word ish by Allah? Larabbis, Shnaim Shaqs Ba'aver, Ba'alu Shechayovim. Two people that do the Halah together Chayiv. Shiyachal, we could make the following argument, Ba'aloi Dabu. Ma HaShoichim Lehegim. If our Mishnah taught us that a Shoichim Lehegim is considered Shchut Echutz and is Chayiv, certainly Shnaim Shaqs Ba'sakin Veshachtu. And Allah still is by Shechita. The Shnaim Shachs B'Sachtu V'Shachtu Akhturim. Certainly a Ma'ala Hegit, where it's Potter, that Allah ought to be Eina Ditcha Shnaim Shachs V'Akhturim. Tamaloimer, Ish. Divir of Shem. To teach us that the Allah is that if somebody, the Shnaim, the Wamala Chayav. If you say Aymer, Hahu. The Torah used the words Hahu, Echad V'lo Shnaim. Torah uses that word to teach us only one. In kema kam loimer ish. Ask the Rambam, so what do we learn from ish? Dibur Torah kolosh bnei adam. Rav Shimon, what does Rav Shimon use the word ahu for? If he, Rav Shimon, holds that two people that were mala chayiv, what would he use the word ahu to teach us? The Bible, as we learned in the previous piece of Gemara, lemuti shayi ernes amota. Rav Yosi, how will he learn that halacha if he's using the word ahu to teach us that Shnaim Shahelu Apturim, where will he learn the din of Shogig Oynes of Mota? Answers the Gemara, Rav Yosi Hu Hagu. He said, we can learn two halachas from this pasuk. We can learn one from the word the Torah using the word Hu, and then from the Torah adding the prefix of Hagu. Rav Shimon Hu Hagu Laidosh. Rav Yosi asked the Gemara, Midahai Ish, Dibrik Torah Kolosh Ne'odah. If the Torah said Ish, we're saying it's coming to mean Dibur Torah Kolashin B'nei Adam. So why don't we say Hahu Ish? Why don't we say that when the Torah uses Ish by Shechita, we should also say Dibur Torah Kolashin B'nei Adam? And therefore, if that's going to be the definition of Ish, the Dibur Torah Kolashin B'nei Adam, how will Reb Yosi know Hashoich Lehedyot Nolan Dechayiv? And as the Rishonim explained, even if you hold Dibur Torah Kolosh B'nei Adam, it doesn't obligate you to say Dibur Torah Kolosh B'nei Adam in every situation, every pasuk. But here, explained the Rishonim, since Shchutei Chutz and Allah's Chutz are so connected, if we're saying that when the Torah uses the words Ish by Halah, it means Dibur Torah Kolosh B'nei Adam, it isn't sensible to say that when it uses Ish by Shechita, it also must mean Dibur Torah Kolosh B'nei Adam. Answers the Gemara, the way Rabbi Yosi knows that a shoichet lehedyet b'chutz is chayiv, nafkalei he learns it from the pasuk, we dom yechoshev le'ish ahu, dom shofach, the teacher that feels shoichet le'ish is considered shchut echutz. So the Mishnah said, hella v'chaz v'hella, if somebody keeps on bringing up pieces of a carbon, Rabbi Shimon says yechayiv, Rabbi Yosi says you only chayiv to one carbon chattis. And now the Gemara is going to give a number of interpretations of this machlokes. Amar Reish Lakish. Machlokes b'dal b'hei avarim. Machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi is if somebody brought up four or five limbs from one carbon. The Mar Sava, Rav Yosi holds, kiksev lasis oisoi, alashom uchayiv ben chayiv alkosav. You only chayiv for complete carbon and not for an incomplete carbon. And as Rashi explains, what Rav Yosi is saying is that if a person brings up one limb and another limb, until he brings up the entire carbon, you won't be chayiv. So essentially, as the Achronim explained the opinion of Rashi, you're not chayiv until you brought up the last limb, according to Rav Yosi, because that's when you brought up a whole carbon. You have to bring up the entire behemoth. Or Masover, Rav Yosi Shimon holds that we don't look at it as the terms of a behema, but we look at kol eva ksiv. Avo eva echad, when we speak about one aver, the verhakel and chayiv al achas, everybody will agree that you only chayiv one aver. That means, as Rashi explains, according to Rashi, you brought up the last aver, so you chayiv for that aver, that makes you chayiv for the behema. According to Reb Shimon, you also need a whole aver. So if you brought up less than a whole aver, you won't be chayiv. Tyson has a very different approach. We unfortunately don't have time for Tyson's approach. Reb Yochanan Amar, a different way of explaining machlokes. Machlokes be'aver echad. Machlokes is when they brought up one aver. The mass of Reb Shimon holds muktori pnim shechasu, kabanis that were brought, that were burnt inside the azara, that become incomplete, v'hela b'chutz, and then you put them outside, y'chayiv. Why? Because since the halacha would be on such a carbon, olu yardu, that's why Rav Shimon says that even though you don't have a complete aver, y'chayiv. A masover, whereas Rav Yossi holds, that even though the halacha would be that such an aver was put on the mizbeach, olu yardu, still, to be chayiv, you have to have a whole aver. Abel, divek bedala v'heavar, according to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation, everybody agrees, when you have a whole aver, to v'hakel, everybody agrees that you chayiv a kol aver v'aver. Upliga de ula, and Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is different than what Ula said. Doma ula, hakel moidim, b'mektari p'nim shehasu v'hel b'chut shechayiv. If we start off with a carbon that was shechted inside, and since it was shechted in the Azar, it should have been burnt on the Mizbeach. So we have the Lochem Olo Yardu, and therefore, even if it's not a complete Aver, Rabbi Yossi and Erev Shimon will agree that Yechayiv for Halos Chutz. Loi Nechuku, where according to Rabbi Ula do they argue, do Rabbi Yossi and Shimon argue? El Mektari Chutz, Shechosu Behel Bechutz, where the Shechita was done Bechutz. So there we don't have the rule of im alu lo yardu. That's where we'll have the machloikis of Rabbi Yossi of Shimon. The mass of Rabbi Yossi holds that if it's not a whole aver, you're potter. Or mass of Rabbi Shimon holds it doesn't have to be a whole aver, but of course, as we're going to learn, it has to be at least the kazayis. Ikad amri, but there's a different version of what Ula said. Am Ula, hakol moedim b'mektari chutz. Everybody agrees that if the carbon was bishochten outside and you don't have a full aver, even Rav Shimon will agree that you're potter. Where do we have machlokes of Yosef Shimon? But muktari pnim, where the animal was slaughtered inside the azara and then the aver became incomplete, shechasu v'hel b'chutz. That Rabbi Yossi holds, even though it was an animal that was slaughtered inside, if it wasn't a complete aver, you're potter. And Rabbi Shimon holds that you're chayiv. Says the Gemara, going back to the first version of Ula, Upliga the Avu de Shmuel Alishn Kham Ula, the Avu de Shmuel clearly disagrees on our first version of what Ula said. Dama Avu de Shmuel, command Paikin. According to whom do we put back something that goes off the Mizbeach, no matter what size it is, should we put back the Mizbeach? Command, the like Rabbi Yossi. Now, according to Ula's first version, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that on anything that there's a rule of Olo Yardu, there's a din of Halos Chutz. So why would he say it's command the like Rabbi Yossi? Obviously, he didn't agree with Ula's version of Rabbi Yossi. Ben Chayiv Achiyala, we learned in the Mishnah, a machloikis, if they have to bring it on a bama, or even if you bring it on anything outside, is there a chiv? Arafuna, my time Rabbi Yossi, that you have to have a mizbeach, you have to have a bama, but siva, even noyach mizbeach l'ashem. So you see that noyach, why did noyach take the time out to build a mizbeach? Because if it's not a mizbeach, it's not chayiv. I'm Rabbi Yochanan in my time of Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon that you don't need a mizbeach? The ksiv, the yikach menoich as k'diyah izin, the smincha v'yal atzor l'ashem. You just put it on a rack. Machlaikis achroinim, if according to Rav Shimma, you at least have to have a rack, or even the floor would be fine. Vidach nami. But what does he do with the pasuk v'yivim mizbeach l'shem by Noach? He says it wasn't necessarily a bama. Who gave the alma? It was a thing that he brought it that it should be on the proper height, that it should be comfortable to work, but not that a bama was required. Vidach nami doesn't say by Noach that there was no mizbeach. Says the whole story of Noach harosh shai seifa. It was a rosh shah, and we can't learn from there. Vid by seima had the times of Shimon that we don't need to have a bama, Ketanya, of Shimon Omer, Mizbeach, Pasach El Maid. The Torah speaks of a Mizbeach in the Azara, that only when brought in the Azara is there a halacha of Mizbeach, Ben Mizbeach Babama. But there is no requirement to erect a special type of Mizbeach when speaking about Bamas, and Fikach, and therefore the halacha is, Helal, Sela, Ola, Evan, is Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, the Braisa said, Yotza Bile. The Braisa says, the Fikach Hela al Sela Eleven Chayiv. The halacha should be, it was speaking about when bombers were permitted, and the Braisa is teaching us that you don't have to have an official Mizbeach built, so the word Chayiv is inappropriate. The word should say, the Fikach Hela al Sela Eleven Yotza. He did what he's supposed to do, says the Gemara. The way I understand the Braisa is as follows. Hochkam, Lefikat, B'shas, Isra Abomas. If somebody, B'shas, Isra Abomas, brought Alasawa 11, that's when it's Chayiv, because it doesn't have to be a Bama to be Chayiv for Halos Chutz. Ask the Gemara, Bari Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Karen, the Kevis Ribu Yisoy. According to Rabbi Yosef, that in order to be chayiv alos chutz, you have to have a bama. What comprises a bama? Do we have to have all of these things that we have in the mizbeach, the corners and the ramp, and that it has to be square, that it has to have a base? Ma'ash yakvav bama. Are they required by a bama? Or even though he holds you have to have a bama, but all of these details are only required by a mizbeach, not by a bama. Amalei Rav Yimi Tanya, Karen the kevesh ribu of Yisoid. Makvav abama v'gedoyla, they makvav abama katana. Abama katana is considered abama even without all of these characteristics.